Joe Fisher promises us the world every morning, and he delivers day after does. Day after day. Joe, good morning. What's happening with you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
He stepped right into that one.
Well, Bobby Johnson promised his team two practices yesterday, but they had one in the morning and then took the whole gang to the movies last night.
Yep, so, sounded like a good time. I don't think they were upset that he backed out on the promise of two practices. He and the captains, I think, had talked about doing this at some point during the fall camp, you know, prior to classes beginning, so you have the ability. But it was really important, I think, to get out there and see the morning practice and make sure that they were attentive and getting things done and were where they're supposed to be. They're a little bit ahead of schedule, actually, in infusing all of the offense and everything. They're a little bit ahead of schedule in that regard, so I think they felt comfortable doing it. And plus, it's a way to get the guys off their legs for a little while and rest them up a little bit. And obviously, they didn't mind. They got a big roar out of the team when they were told at the end of the practice that they wouldn't be doing the second one. So it was a good deal for them, and it gave them a little rest, and I'm sure a little bit of a infusion of a little bit more energy.
I was out for some of the morning practice yesterday. Wanted to get a look at the running backs, and saw Steven Stone with his you know foot in the boot and everything, and that's not good news, as we talked about yesterday. Also, something I don't know if we talked that much about, what they're doing with the kickers. Ryan Fowler trying to win the job. You know, obviously Brett Upson is there as well, but do you get the feeling, Joe, that they would like for Fowler to win it, if nothing else, to keep Upson from having to do so many things, you know, adding on place kicking in addition to his punting duties?
I don't think there's any doubt about it that they would love to have Ryan Fowler take over as the place kicker. You get concerned, and Brett Upson's even already talked about it, you know, that he even hopes that Fowler can go ahead and win the job, because then, you know, Brett has to be a little more cognitive about, you know, what I do in practice leading up to games and through the course of a season. How much do you practice punting? How much do you practice place kicking? And you've got to worry about the leg strength and how much, you know, strain you're putting on it. And that doesn't even count kickoffs if you have him doing those kind of things too. So I think they would really love to see Fowler come through. Now, I watched the guys in the scrimmage both, you know, competing, and certainly both did pretty well. It's pretty apparent to me, at least at the moment, that the ball seems to explode off of Brett's foot a little bit more authoritatively, if you will, than off Fowler's on the place kick. But I believe now, if the team would be really comfortable, if they felt like Fowler could be consistent from 40 yards and in, I think they would love for him to handle all that. And then maybe Brett's the guy you bring in if you need to try to drill a long one. But what they're looking for is a consistent kicker from like 40 yards in. They'd be real happy with that.
Joe, a year ago, Jamie Graham was the man for all seasons, and now he's the man for all positions. Mm-hmm. We thought he was going to be in the secondary, but lately taking some snaps at wide receiver because the numbers are down there. Where do you think he's going to end up?
I think he's going to end up in both, to be honest, Mark. I think he's going to get some opportunities in some packages on offense, as well as playing in the secondary, for the reasons you stated. One, he's a game-breaking kind of player at times. He showed he could make some big plays on offense last year, but the numbers being down, they're going to have to utilize him, I think, in particular situations. Most of the time when he's been in practice, it's been in situations where the defense has pretty much already rolled out everything they were going to do, so he really wasn't missing anything by not being with the secondary, and that gave him an opportunity to get over and go through his package work on offense. But I think we're going to see him do both. You might even see him some in the return game. That's going to be another area that I think still has to be finalized. You know, Alex Washington's in that mix. Jamie Graham's in that mix. There are a couple of freshmen that are in that mix, and I don't know that that's finalized yet either.
Joe, we'll let you go on that. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.